time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
All right, the final one on this file, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk opener. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, opening up the show. We have a good one today. We're going to talk about football rankings. We're going to talk to an Eagle Tribune sports writer who's been on the show before to give us his take on what's hot in the Valley, what to expect in the tournament, who to watch. So I'm looking forward to catching up with Jamie Pote. We just have to let this play out because this is November, folks, and the contenders are all left. Postseason, here it is. Before we get that, just a quick news. Andover girls and North Andover co-ed team take Merrimack Valley Conference swim title. So congratulations to them. But now we're on to the postseason. So let's not waste any more time. On the other side, Eagle Tribune sports writer Jamie Pote.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don Nicastro here with our one and only guest of the day. A recurring role here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk for Jamie Pote, Eagle Tribune sports writer. What's going on, Jamie?
Not much. How you doing, man?
Good. It's that time of year where we start to get heavy into postseason. It's November now. And this is exciting stuff for the Merrimack Valley for you guys. And exciting for local journalists who get out there and cover these tense tournament games, right?
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm waiting for the field hockey pairings to come out today. I think soccer's tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm excited to see what's going on. And for me, you know, with the Tribune, I have a lot more teams to cover now. So that's kind of exciting. And yeah. And I really like the new format. What do you think? I like it a lot.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think, geez, when you look at the stats, the data, like I don't have the hard data in front of me, but the last couple of years, it seems to be like the top four teams or close to it always make the semifinals.
Yeah.
Like it's amazing how that works. So you get some upstarts in there, some upset-minded Cinderella teams in there. But I just think these play out, accordingly.
I think the games, I mean, after the first round games are usually, you know, lopsided. But after that, You get into, and most of the sports, I think it's fantastic. I like it a lot. I don't mind the traveling. I like the different matchups and going to different towns that you've never been to before. Yeah. I kind of like that stuff, you know?
Yeah, you get like true state champions. I mean, you remember, I think geez, what was it, early 2000s, there was one year, I think there was 19 Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, it was totally, I mean, now, I mean, it's a different argument. I mean, eight divisions to me is way too much in football.
That is a lot.
It's a lot. You know, I think Pennsylvania has what, like six? You know, Texas has like six or seven or something like that. But I like it a lot, and I do like the true state champion. You know, before it was Eastern Mass, before it was, you know, sectionals or whatever. I do like it a lot.
Yeah. Speaking of true state champion, there hasn't been anyone better really than St. John's Prep in Division One football. So the Merrimack Valley, as good as it is, they have this monster in there, the St. John's Prep. And then monster number two would be Springfield Central.
Yeah,
in there. And then these MVC teams are constantly having to get through one of those two teams for sure, if not both. So let's start there. I mean, you know, we got Methuen in the mix. We got Andover in the mix. And then, of course, Central. Did you cover that game against Chelmsford?
Well, I did the Springfield Central versus Central Catholic.
Oh, OK. Yeah,
that was the weekend with the crazy weather with all the wind and the lightning and all that. And we had to go back that Sunday to Springfield Central.
Ah.
And that's when, you know, Heber got hurt. And so Springfield Central, they were dynamite. And that quarterback, I believe he's a freshman. And he threw the ball all over the field.
Yeah.
So I've seen Central Catholic four times. I haven't seen Methuen. I haven't seen Andover. So the team's going to Division One. Start with that. I've seen Central Catholic four times. I mean, they're going to have their hands full. They're at Springfield Central. They lost to them once. They're going to have their hands full. But I give Central Catholic a lot of credit. I was at that game the other day against Chelmsford. It's one of the best games I've ever seen, you know, in 30 years. It was back and forth. It was up tempo. Both teams going back and forth. And Central Catholic ended up winning at 36-35 to punch their ticket into the state tournament. So they've rebounded. I mean, that schedule was so tough with Xaverian, St. John's Prep, Springfield Central.
Yeah.
They lost to Andover. They lost to Billerica, you know. So I give them a lot of credit, you know, for hanging in there with all their injuries. And they're pretty young as well. And, you know, so credit to them for getting in and see what happens on Friday night with Springfield Central, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of changes there. Of course, Chuck Adamopoulos, you know, stepping down from Central. So new look. And, you know, they were struggling in the beginning, but, you know, they turned it on, had a good second half. The other teams to watch, you know, of course, the Merrimack Valley will probably be Billerica and Tewksbury.
Yeah.
So, and you've seen both of them. I know the Eagle Tribune doesn't specifically cover them, but you got a good look at them. So they have some high hopes there for sure.
Yeah, Billerica is very good, which is kind of a surprise because they were really good last year and they had a really good quarterback last year. But they came in, they get a new kid, the Gentile kid, who the game I saw was very good. They have a lot of speed, a lot of size on their line. I wasn't really impressed with them. They lost last week to Andover, so I don't know if it was a hiccup or Andover's been red hot. And I think they're going to be a team to deal with in that Division One section. I think they should easily roll past Franklin. And I forget who they're going to get if they beat Franklin. But Billerica is very impressive. Tewksbury, I saw against Haverhill. Obviously, I have the background with them. I know last week they had a really tough game with North Andover. They had like seven turnovers. Defensively, they didn't play well. So if they can rebound, from what I heard, Canton, they have Canton in the first round. From what I've heard, Canton has some big offensive linemen, offensive and defensive linemen. So I think that's going to be a game for them, you know, a battle for them. But if they win that, they get Norwood, which I heard they're very good.
Mm.
So losing last week hurt Tewksbury a lot in many ways. But if you know Brian Aylward, he's going to have those kids ready. And rebound. And Billerica, they have Plymouth North. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah,
I think so. And I want to say they played them last year. I think I don't have it in front of me, but I think that division is going to be wide open. But Billerica, you know, I'm impressed. So I'd like to see how far they're going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, outside of football, I know, well, not keep it in football, but outside of the high school circles. I know you've been having your eye on Merrimack College football. So what's the latest with them?
So I've done, I've been on their so-called beat all year. It's been a lot of fun, to be honest. They've been up and down because they went through a whole bunch of injuries early on. They had a couple really tough losses, but then they rebounded and had a 3-game winning streak. And then they lost to St. Francis this past weekend. And again, they had the ball at the 5-yard line, first down. They couldn't score to potentially tie up the game. Yeah. You know, so that was a really tough loss for them. They're going to be at UMass Amherst this weekend for a non-league game, which I think is going to be pretty cool. You know, see how they do against UMass.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have two home games to finish it out and see what happens. I'm not really sure how the playoff system works, to be honest, because I'm new covering that. So I'm not sure if they go, even if they win these two games, I'm not sure how that works. But I've written a couple of stories. They have some talent, and they're still going to be very good next year, especially offensively. Ty Edmonds is terrific as a running back. He's got over 1,000 yards. I did a story this past week on Donovan Wadley. He's a sophomore. He can do it all. He can catch passes. He can run. He's dynamic on the kick returns. He's a talented, talented kid. And same thing with Edmonds. And I know they both have aspirations of going to the NFL draft, so we'll see what happens in a year or two with them. But I think Dan Curran's doing a great job with them and battling with all those injuries. They had injuries last year, you know, to the key positions, offensive line, tight end, quarterback. So they're 4-4 now. I think that's a little disappointing for them, you know, because I know they had big aspirations going in. But see what happens these three games. I mean, three winnable games. Duquesne at home is going to be tough, the last game of the year, and Duquesne's got the upper hand in the league standings. But I think it's going to be interesting. And I'll be covering those last two games at home, or I should be anyway, unless something crazy happens with the high school scene. But that's the plan.
Yeah. And some other things I've seen you covering lately, Jamie. Again, we have Jamie Poe, Eagle Tribune sports writer. Some swim stuff. You know, the Andover girls and North Andover co-ed team had MVC swim titles. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't go to the meets. It was held over 3 days. I compiled the results, but I did a feature on the Methuen divers, which is pretty fun. You know, none of them had experience diving before they got to the high school program.
Yeah,
so that was a fun story to do. I'm waiting to see what happens with these tournament seeds, where I'm going to go this weekend. I'm not really sure. As of right now, I don't know what my schedule is going to be the next couple of days. We're waiting to see. I'm not even sure if I'm getting a football game this weekend. Just waiting to see what's going on. But I've been dabbling. I did the MVC cross country meet Saturday. That was fun.
Yeah.
You know, North Andover girls won. That was good for them. I've done a couple of their meets this year. I'm trying to think what I've done a whole bunch of soccer. I've covered, you know, North Andover boys soccer quite a bit. You know, did a bunch of the girls games as well.
Yeah.
I did a volleyball game last week with Haverhill and Andover, you know, now they both have a share of the league title. I did that match, and that's going to be pretty interesting too. Cause both teams are very good, but you have your Barnstables and your Newton Norths, you know, in that bracket. So that's going to be tough for those teams.
Yeah. And then you get to cover some fascinating stories. Cause we know there's like a lot of immigrants that come to the everywhere really. But, you know, in Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
You had a great story of, you know, a mother coming, you know, and leaving the Ecuador and her son gets to have an opportunity to play at Lawrence, you know, for soccer, right?
Yeah, that was a really cool story. And to be honest, in my 30 years, I've never done a story where I needed an interpreter.
Right?
It was different. It was different for me. And I had never done anything like that before. And her story and... her son's story was really inspirational, and he was a nice kid. He was funny, and I enjoyed chatting with him, you know, and it was a good story. And
what was the name of the player?
Alexis
Ormaza. Okay. Yep.
And thank you for pointing that out. It was fun doing that story. It was something different. And then once I started talking to her, I, you know, it opened up a different avenue for us with everything that she had gone through.
Yeah.
To do everything for her son. And I never realized that in a country like Ecuador that, you know, if you have special needs or something like that, that they don't give you the, basically the time of the day is basically how she said it.
Yeah.
You know, and that was very sad, you know, to realize that. And my wife is in special ed, so I talked to her quite a bit about it, and she was saying that as well. And so it was great. He's here, and Lawrence Public Schools really helped him. The coach really helped him, and the program has really helped him. So
yeah,
I thought that was great. So thanks for.
Yeah, I love a lot of the area soccer teams, you know, Merrimack Valley, whether it's GBL, anywhere, really. I love when they, you know, they seem like a melting pot, like an all-star team of different countries. You got Ecuadorians, you got Brazilians, you know, Dominican, whatever. It's just great to see that melting pot of different ethnicities and backgrounds, but they all love soccer, right? It's like the universally connected sport, right? The best there is.
No, absolutely. And I totally agree with you. And with the different, and you learn so much about different people, you know. Yeah. And now that I'm with the Tribune, it's a little different. And there's a lot of people that I've never met before, a lot of stories I've never heard before. You know, I went down on the Cape. I think I talked to you about this last time. I went down on the Cape for the baseball player that was down there from Andover. Yeah. So it's just different stories that I'm doing and meeting different people and. Tomorrow night, I know I'm going to Merrimack for the women's soccer to do something on those players. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I had never done that before. So it's different and it's fun and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. And you said you covered a lot of soccer. So I know at the time of this interview, the rankings hadn't come out yet. I think we're waiting on November 1st for that Wednesday. So this is happy Halloween, by the way, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I did. I'm taking my kids out tonight. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be dishing out the candy. only one per. We have to account for everybody in the neighborhood, right?
Do you get a lot of kids?
So I'm up in Manchester, New Hampshire. I've been here about a year and a half now, and yeah, our street's pretty popular, I think.
Okay.
Judging from the one year I had last year, so we'll see. But yeah, I was getting at. I think you know Merrimack Valley. If you had a notable soccer team, boys or girls or both, that you think can do some damage in the postseason, who would that be?
Only because I've seen North Andover a lot, but the only problem with that is Division One is just loaded with all those teams. Mm-hmm. But North Andover from the MVC, they're pretty good. They're deep, they're talented, they're very good defensively. It's just that D1, I forget who's on the side of their bracket, but that D1 is just loaded from top to bottom. And it is pretty much in every sport. There's just so many good teams, you know, from those D1 brackets. I'm trying to think. Methuen slid in late. Mm-hmm. Andover was down a little bit. Central Catholic was down a little bit. Who am I forgetting? Billerica. I've seen Billerica.
Yeah, they're up there. They were number one seed in the final rankings. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're good. They're good. And he's had a good program for quite a while. And they're good. So they should make a nice run on that side. And the girls, I know Andover and Central, you know, I think Andover's having a hard time scoring a little bit. They have a lot of ties. Yeah. But Central Catholic is very, very good. I'm trying to think on the other side of that. But I mean, Billerica is usually pretty good. He runs a real good program as well.
Yeah.
And they have that really good scorer, Sarah. So McLeod. So they should be a little dangerous in the tournament.
Yeah.
I haven't really looked. You know, we got to wait and see. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got to wait to see on those tournament brackets.
Yeah. There aren't too many, you know, high ranked teams from the MVC when girls in terms of girls soccer. I'm looking at like Central Catholic is the top at number 17. Like 13-3-1. They had a great season, but you know, like it just shows you how tough that Division One girls soccer bracket is. I mean, you go 13-3-1 in the Merrimack Valley and you're 17th.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know.
And then field hockey is obviously Andover, you know, around here.
Yeah, 15-2-0.
Yeah, and Central Catholic's very good too. They should go far.
Yeah, 14-2-1, the number six seed. Andover's number two.
So I think those are the two favorites. And
they beat Walpole the two straight years Andover has in the state final, right? And they and Walpole's number one again. So there you go, collision course.
It's always the same, you know, Walpole, Watertown, Andover, you know, state champions almost every year, you know, or they're in the state finals. It's been that way for a long time, you know, which is just crazy how well run those programs are every year.
Yeah. You know? How about Watertown? They've won like how many state titles? Yeah. They're number one in Division III, 17-0.
Yeah, she won her 750th game the other day.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
You know,
it's tough to beat.
You know, being an old Cape Ann League, I mean Middlesex League, I'd like to see her, you know, beef up her schedule. I think it would be cool if they played the D1 schools. They don't usually do that. Watertown doesn't usually do that. But I think that would be cool if they ever played Andover or someone like that.
Yeah. Well, cool. So, yeah, all that's left, Jamie, is to, you know, go out there and see what happens with these postseasons, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be fun, you know? And if the weather stays nice like this, it's going to be real fun, you know? Yeah. You know, and a lot more enjoyable than last year with the snow, I think, at this time, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And then you have, of course, the very exciting consolation football as well. Oh,
I am so glad I won't be doing any of that this year with six people on the stands. And
it's too bad. It's unfortunate the way. I mean, I was talking to a coach the other night, and he had a good positive look at it. You know, he's trying to tell the kids, hey, look, I would give anything to have two more football games to play. You guys are very lucky. And now you have three more with the two consolation and then the Thanksgiving game. So, yes, you know, they're healthy. They're playing football. I get it. It's great. But man, just getting pumped up and jacked for a consolation round game. I feel bad for the kids. That must be tough.
Yeah, it is tough. My nephew is an eighth grader on the Arlington Catholic team, and they haven't won a game all year. And I don't even know if they've scored a touchdown. They've had a real rough season. But, you know, things like that. They're playing now Hamilton-Wenham. They don't know anything about Hamilton-Wenham, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you. I actually had an idea, you know, a couple of years ago. It would never work, but I would love to see the consolation do kind of like an NIT tournament where all the consolation teams play for something. You play for like an
NIT. That's a good idea.
Consolation championship, you know, and you just go in a something like that, but it would, I don't know if it would work with all the teams or whatever.
Yeah, they're always using the time excuse, you know. Well, you can't do that because that bleeds into the winter season, and you know, I know this. There's a big gap between winter and spring season. If they could cut into that gap a little bit and bake in an extra week or two for football, I think that would cancel out the whole Thanksgiving thing. You know, having to play Thanksgiving before the Super Bowls. You know, there's got to be a way.
I've always said, I don't understand it. I know coaches are against it. I know athletic directors are against it. But I would push everything back and even start the fall season a week earlier.
Yeah.
And then push everything. Yeah. Push everything back too, as well. So then the winter season doesn't start until close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you have, because in the spring, all those games in early April never go off because of the fields are never ready.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, you know, and I understand that the seniors, it's tough with the seniors in the spring because of the beach and graduation and all that. And you have all those things. But I don't understand why you can't extend it a little bit to the end of June. You know, where are the kids going? Yeah. You know, and by that time, all that stuff is over with, you know, and the winter teams have more time, you know, the spring teams have more time. You can do more in the fall with the Super Bowls and playoffs.
Yeah.
And I get it. Everyone says, you know, it's not all about football. I get it. You know, and my idea would be because of football. So yeah. I get that part. But yeah. I just think, I even think the winter season starts too early. You know, we're doing, if I can plug this, if you don't
please,
mind.
Please. Yeah, I was going to ask you to. Yeah.
We're going to do the second annual Mike Ippolito Scholarship Fundraiser night. And we just met last night to go over everything. And It's going to be on Friday, December 1st at Methuen High School. This year we're doing hockey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, last year we did basketball. We raised a lot of money, and we gave back to we gave 6 scholarships, 2 to Shawshing Tech kids, 2 to Tewksbury, and 2 to Wilmington. And this year we're dividing up a little differently, and we're adding a little bit more money. We haven't finalized everything yet, but we're really looking forward to it. So this year we're going to have one night. Tewksbury girls are going to play Shawshing girls at 5 o'clock. And then we're going to have Tewksbury, Shawshing, Wilmington, and Methuen all play 2 games each, 15 minutes each, on a Friday night, December 1st. And, all the money's going to go back into the scholarship fund to raise money for these kids, for these student athletes. Yeah. So my point is, so that's December 1st. And I know the basketball season starts. Shawshing has a game the following Friday, which is crazy. You know, so I think stuff like that just runs so fast. You know, you have basically 10 days to have tryouts, make cuts, get uniforms, have a couple of scrimmages, and then say, hey, you know, here's your opener.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And how about those 16 Super Bowl teams that can't start their winter seasons, you know?
and that was my point of pushing everything back a little bit because of that.
Yeah.
You know, I think there should be more than a week and a half or 2 weeks of just tryouts.
Yeah. Yeah. There's got to be a way to, for football, to just have Thanksgiving actually mean something and be the true. I mean, you got to start the playoffs in November. I get it. Like, there's got to be a way. I mean, how do you throw in the Thanksgiving game before a Super Bowl? It's just weird to me.
Yeah, it is weird to me. And,
you know,
I agree with all that stuff. And I really like the new alignment, the new playoff system. I do wish wins accounted for a little bit more. You know, now you've seen it with Everett this year. You saw it a couple years ago with that Worcester team.
Ugh, 7 wins, you know, 7-1, no playoffs.
7-1 and you can't get in. That's tough. You know,
they'll probably leave the GBL, and then, you know, they'll probably be an independent because they can't control their schedule.
Yeah. You know,
they'll probably, why not have an independent season and play all D1 teams?
That's interesting. Yeah. That's an interesting thought. You know, I mean, I feel for those kids, you know, same thing that Worcester team a couple of years ago. They were, I think they were undefeated, weren't they?
That team, I'm not sure which one you're talking about. Yeah.
But I forget the name of the school, but they
undefeated,
were
undefeated.
Like,
they didn't get in. Jeez.
Undefeated, or they were league champs or 8-1 or something crazy like that. They didn't get in. Yeah. They were like a Division 6 school or 7 school. Yeah. I forget what they were. I forget the name, Worcester North or something.
Yeah. And I think they tweaked it to the 3 minimum wins because the first year, I think there was some 1-win teams getting in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that happened the other night with Central.
Yeah.
So they had to beat Chelmsford to get in.
To get that third win,
3-5, and now they're the number 10 seed, something like that.
Yeah. Jamie, it's been a great catch up. I appreciate it. Wish you best of luck with that tournament for the scholarship fund coming up.
Thank you.
December 1st, correct?
Yeah, at Methuen High, and we're starting at 4 o'clock. We're gonna have, you know, a raffles and gift baskets to raffle off to help raise the money. It's a little different from last year. Last year we had a silent auction. We're not doing that this year. And we did basketball. It was on a Saturday morning. So we're not doing that stuff anymore. We're going to try to rotate it every year. We're not sure if we're going to do different sports. I know Mike's wife, Lisa, wants to do like a trivia night, you know, because that's something Mike really enjoyed. And,
oh, that's cool.
And we're thinking of doing that and, you know, getting tables of 10 people and just having a, you know, fun sports trivia night and stuff like that. So,
proceeds go to the scholarship fund. Nice.
Yeah. So thanks for letting me give that a little plug. And we're going to hit the social media stuff with that coming up probably the end of this week, because it's coming up in a couple of weeks. So,
yeah, it's fast. All right, cool. Jamie Pope, best of luck with the postseason coverage for the Eagle Tribune. And we'll be looking forward to having you on sometime soon.
Yeah, as always, thanks for having me.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Football Report. We're back. Brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill. Sylvan Street Grill is crushing it. They are the guys in Peabody and Salisbury. They sponsor this Merrimack Valley Football Report. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. All right, let's get into the Valley and see where our teams fell officially now in the postseason. Here we go. This weekend, it's on. All right. Andover is your number four seed. They'll be hosting Franklin Friday night at 7. If they win that one, they'll play the winner of Lincoln, Sudbury, and Weymouth. On the other side, you've got Springfield Central versus Central Catholic, a rematch of a regular season matchup that Springfield won. That's at Springfield Central. They are the defending runner-up to the St. John's Prep. Prep's the number one seed. Springfield Central's the number seven seed at 7-1. Central comes in at 3-5, tough season, but they got in there because of their strength of schedule. Number 10 versus number 7. The winner of that gets St. John's Shrewsbury and Xaverian, the number 2 seed. Methuen's also on that side of the bracket. Methuen, with another tremendous year, 6-2, number 6 seed. They will be playing Natick at home, Nicholson Stadium, Friday night at 7. So on one side, you could get Central and Methuen possibly in a Final Four. And you could also have Andover, you know, facing a bunch of teams. But yeah, those are the three Merrimack Valley teams in Division One. Let's move on to D2 and see what we got cooking. North Andover, the number 8 seed, they'll be hosting Winchester at Walsh Stadium Friday night at 6. If they win, they'll get the winner of King Philip, number 1 seed, in Diamond Regional. And on the other side of the bracket, that does it. North Andover is your lone team in that one from the Valley. Number 3, Billerica, your number 1 seed. They had their first loss last week, but the number 2 seed, Milford, is number 1. And Billerica, where do they fall in the brackets? Well, they got Plymouth South at home on Friday night at 7. If they win that, they'll face the winner of Woburn versus Westfield. And you're looking at that's it. Billerica is alone Merrimack Valley wise in that one. D4, Tewksbury is the one to watch there. Tewksbury from a 4 seed hosting number 13 Canton. Tewksbury finishes 5-3. Canton's a 13 seed. The winner of that one will get the winner of Norwood Burlington. And they're on the same, Tewksbury's on the same side of the bracket there as Duxbury, who turns out to be a little bit of a rival for Tewksbury when it comes to sports, right? Remember the hockey seasons a few years ago. All right, D5, Shawshene Valley out of Billerica. They have made it, of course. They're number 3 and they're 7-0. They host Belcher Town Friday night at 7, and they get the winner of Old Rochester and North Middlesex if they advance. So that's it for the Valley in that division. Let's see if we have any Valley teams that snuck into the Division 6. Doesn't look that way. I know we're running out of Valley teams, right? Because none of them are truly this small, unless you look at the prep schools, Catholic schools. Yeah, no, nothing for 7 and then 8, unless you get like a low Catholic or something. Nope, doesn't look that way. So there you have it, in the Valley, and you are Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Football Report. So big question is, can any of those three teams in Division One crack the St. John's Prep code? People have been trying to do it. 3 out of 4 Super Bowls, St. John's Prep out of Danvers, going for 4 out of 5. Amazing. Yeah. All right. So that wraps it up for another week of the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thanks to our one guest, and thanks to everybody for sponsoring the show. We're on MSONewsSports.com here every week. We come out Thursday mornings. Thanks for tuning in.